Fighters, today I'm going to talk about the easiest way for you to get more referrals. Raise your hand if you want more referrals. If you want your happy, satisfied, amazing clients sharing your name with other people, you're going to want to pay attention to what I'm talking about here today. Let's go. All right, my friends. So, this is probably not going to be what you think it is. I'm not going to give you all these scripts to ask for referrals. In fact, this has nothing to do with asking for referrals. This has everything to do with being referral worthy. That's a mouthful. There you go. And it comes down to providing a great experience for your clients. Many of you are struggling in your businesses right now because you're not getting enough repeat business and referral work. All right. With raving fans who love you. And it's not the paint job. It's not the way that you hung the crown molding or installed the doors or did the backsplash, whatever your trade is. It's the experience. It's the things that surround the job. So I'm going to give you a little behind the scenes here of one of our trainings that we do. It's called Day One, meaning day one of the project. And I'm going to rip through some of the key components to having a great start to a project that makes it a great experience so that you get more referrals. And guys, I'm telling you, for years and years and years and years, when we implemented this, the phone rang off the hook with referral business, and we all want more referral business. So first thing, guys, you got to be doing some sort of a pre-job visit. You know, one of my partners here in the fight, you know, Steve, he's talked about, he calls this the transfer of trust meeting. So he would sell the project. He would go out and visit the client with his crew leader. Oftentimes the whole crew would go a few days before the job and they would review the scope of work with the client, make sure that there's no miscommunication and no surprises for anybody. And this one meeting, you guys, often is all it takes to set yourself up for success on your project. It also helps your team get their head around the project and helps them be more efficient because subconsciously they're working on it before you start the job. All right, because they've walked it, they're game planning how they're going to use their time, and it's really helpful. So after that pre-visit is done, pre-game visit, you want to make sure, and this is for your foreman, by the way, if you're running your own jobs, you do this, but this is what we trained our foreman to do, is call the night before to confirm the start time that you set up during that pre-game visit. Hey, it's going to be Tuesday the 17th or whatever at, 7:30, 8:30 a.m. We're going to be there. This is where we're going to start. Okay, all these things are mapped out in that pregame visit, but then the crew leader calls the night before. All right, guys, make sure you're early. Be there early. Your crew needs to be there early. 15 minutes, 10 minutes early, all right? So they can not be frantic showing up to the house. And if for some reason you're late, pick up the phone and call on your way that you're running late, all right? Act like you've prepared to be there. Greet the client properly and introduce your team. Hey, this is Sam, and Sam's been with us for a couple of years or whatever. Okay, you're going to knock on the door. We would role play this stuff, by the way, in our meetings. All right, but you want to greet them because one of the greatest fears that human beings have is the fear of the outsider. All right, that's why if you travel some South American country, they're going to put your head on a stick, right? All right, because you're the outsider. Well, it's the same way with your clients. All right, you're bringing this, maybe they know who you are, but now you're bringing this army of usually, really good people, but a lot of contractors, a lot of guys in the trades are big. They're tatted up. Okay. They got piercings, whatever they have. You do you. All right. But it can be a little intimidating when you're a little 5'2" homeowner lady. All right. So introduce the team and make it a nice experience.
At the Contractor Fight, our goal is to change the contracting industry for the better. And we know that the best way to do that is by educating one contractor at a time. It's why we put out so much valuable free content on our YouTube channel, podcast, and in our free Facebook group. Today, I want to invite you to join us on Facebook, where our 11,000 strong contractor community is working to build better businesses and charge what they're worth. You'll find a place to connect with other contractors, share tips and ideas, and enjoy free live training and Q&As with myself and other fight coaches. Join us by visiting thecontractorfight.com/Facebook and help us with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Oh, and hey, if you are already a member of the group, I challenge you to invite another contractor friend to join us. Send them the link, thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, or invite them in Facebook. Super appreciate you guys. I'm out.
Recap the day, the plan for day one that you set up during that transfer the trust visit that I shared earlier. You remind the client, okay, hey, this is where we're going to start. Has anything changed? Guys, all these things are sending a message that you're well prepared. Makes it a better experience. Set up a shop area, a place that you can stage all of your stuff so it's not just scattered throughout the house or the office or the yard or wherever you're working. You're going to want to take some time to plant some seeds for a good review. Okay. Remember, we want good reviews and referrals. And so that might sound like this. You know, your crew leader is going to say to the client, hey, Mary, I just want you to know that we're going to do everything we can to make this a great experience for you so that at the end of this project, you're excited to go on to Google and give us a 5-star review and say really nice things about us. If there's anything that's going to prevent that from happening, will you please let me know and I'll make sure I address it right away. Okay. You're planting seeds for these things. You want to communicate each day with the client the progress that you've made on the job as well. Okay. You don't want to keep them in the dark. Another fear that people have is a fear of an unclear future. Hey, this is what we got done today. This is our plan for tomorrow. And you have that daily communication where everybody's communicating well, That's going to make it a better experience because they're not mind reading and wondering what's going on. A lot of trades, guys, there's a lot of prep work you do. And the customer's like, man, you've been in the house for 2 days and I don't see any color on the walls. Or if you're a painter or whatever, communicate that. Hey, the first couple of days, it's not going to look like we're doing a whole lot here. Okay. But what we're doing is we're caulking and we're puttying and we're sanding and we're, prepping everything so that the painting goes smoother. Like educate them along the way. Explain any issues to them on the fly that are not going to meet their expectations and bring them in to being part of the solution. Okay. Hey, I know we planned on this, but we opened up this wall and here's the situation. But guys, don't run from these conversations. And if you're sending your foreman out there to run these jobs, you guys, if you're a business owner, role play these types of conversations, how to bring things up. Talk about how you handle problems. And when you practice these things, it's not a big deal to talk to the homeowner. So many homeowners complain about the experience because we keep things from them. We don't talk about the issues or something that might tweak the plan a little bit on the fly, and all these things stack up to the end, and then you got a pissed off customer and now you wonder why they don't want to pay you. Another thing you're going to want to do to make this a great experience for the client is to pull the team together and communicate the plan for the next day. Okay. At the end of the day, out at the trucks, you've cleaned up the job site. If it's a multi-day job, you're going to go, all right, guys, this is what we got tomorrow. So again, when you show up, you have a plan and then you communicate that to the customer. And now what you told them is going to happen actually happens. And you look like a freaking hero instead of most contractors looking like zeros. All right. Last thing. At the end of each day, I shared earlier this, guys, communicate what's going on in the job and the progress made. Talk to them about how they want that daily update. You know, hey, if they're at work, do you want me to leave you a handwritten note and tape it to the fridge every day? Do you want me to send you a text? You want me to do a video walkthrough with you guys? All these little things are just added little bonuses when it comes to the experience and really ties you in and bonds you with the client to where they feel, man, I'd be a fool to ever refer or hire another contractor in my life after working with these guys. Guys, getting referrals is not hard when you take care of, obviously you're doing the craft thing really well, but when you take care of the experience on top of that, it makes you the only game in town and everybody has to measure up to the way you show up and the way you deliver. And that's remarkable service and that shit gets talked about. So make sure that you are applying this immediately. Put your focus on the experience. Sit down with your team and share with them, hey guys, let's put our heads together. What's our 8-step or 12-step thing to make sure that day one is always a win and we kick this thing off in a great way? Last thing I want to share about the experience, which I should have shared earlier, but it just came back because I just looked down at my notes. On the first day, you want to share with them when you're going to finish the job. So if it's a 4 or 5 day job, hey, I know we're starting today. Here's our target for each day. 4 o'clock Friday, 4 o'clock Thursday, whenever you're going to be done. Mary, please be prepared to meet me to do your final walkthrough and we'll address any issues that we see during that time. And certainly if there's anything you see between now and Friday that you have concerns with, text me, call me, tap me on the shoulder on the job site, and we'll take care of it immediately. That way you're taking care of stuff as it goes and it's not all piling up. And then, but you're also setting up that final walkthrough where you're going to get your check. You're going to go through warranty information with the client. You're not going to just be throwing your crap in the truck and speeding out of the driveway at the end of the day on the last day of the job going, hey, thanks for the 20 grand. See you later. You want to wrap it up with a great experience as well. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm going to shut my mouth now. Let's get out of here.